I'm J. Cole Cohen. And this is the Dream Walker. How you express your creativity. A wise child maketh a proud father, but a foolish child is heaviness of his mother. Black is not a color. It's the essence on which all colors come from. Tell me what you know, not what you heard from sources. Exploit and exhaust and then strip us of our natural resources. Black talent in America supreme, but brainwashed through courses. Don't want to hear our voices. They want our rhythm, but not our blues. The only people in America to get shot while reaching to tie our shoes. Weapons of mass deception, only thing covered on the news. Stop the killing. Take a mugshot while I'm dead. You need mental healing. Handcuff me after I'm dead and you wonder why they burn the buildings. Did you really tell me to freeze after you began to squeeze? How are you feeling? Is one nation under God a real thing? At home in bed on the couch eating ice cream. I can't breathe. We know what your favorite sport is. Land of the free, justice for all. Somehow the message got distorted. Baffled by European descendants wanting everybody deported. Where are you native to? The lies aren't relatable. They don't add up. The truth you subtracted to create division is debatable. Multiple people will never challenge the mindset you wrote it with. Try to hide things in books like the chosen wouldn't notice it. Banned everybody from social media that decoded it. For us, equality doesn't exist. We want our own, and what's old, leaning us wrong, is over with. So basically, what I'm going to do is break down what I actually meant in natural resources. When I was writing it, I was watching a lecture, and it said, a wise child maketh a proud father, but a foolish child is the heaviness of his mother. So it was like a child to bear the burden of his mother, but a wise child could make his father proud beyond measure. And then I go on to say, black is not a color, which it isn't. It's the essence in which all colors come from. So it's the original. Because you can make other colors from black, but you can't make black with other colors. Hypothetically, I mean, this is all up to your thought process and how you think. So I go on to say, tell me what you know, not what you heard from sources. Meaning, I don't want to hear secondhand information. You tell me what you know, not what you think, not what you believe that happened. Tell me what you know. Then I say, exploiting, exhausting, then stripping us of our natural resources. Because what happens in America, we are stripped of our abilities once we can't no longer do good for another person. Once we're no longer valuable, we're stripped of our resources. And what are our natural resources? Talent. Talent is our natural resource. So if you play a sport and you no longer can perform and make the team money or bring happiness or joy to anybody, they get rid of you. Same with singing, same with movies, same with any other talent. They use it until you're no longer valuable. And that's our natural resource in America, is talent. Just think of the Olympics. We have more talent all around than any other country. And then I go on to say, don't want to hear our voices. Because most of the time, we can say everything and they still don't care. We've been marching forever and still don't care. it doesn't matter to them. Then I say they want our rhythm, but not our blues. So most people, I mean, it's self-explanatory. If you look around, everyone imitates us in every single category. We're imitated. But once it's time to stand up for us, everyone disappears, or, I mean, they watch. They either disappear or they sit and watch. We're the only people in America to get shot for reaching to tie our shoes. So that was just a depiction of how I feel. Like, yeah, put your hands up and all this, and then you're like, man, I'm tying my shoe, and we get shot. Not saying it happened, but I'm pretty sure it could happen. Weapons of mass deception. Only thing covered on the news. I mean, we're in those days. That's all we see is deception. And it's the only thing they show. Oh, this is this bad. This is this bad. No. Those are theories. That's to cause mass hysteria, right? Okay. Stop the killing. Self-explanatory. Self-explanatory. And I go on to say, take a mugshot while I'm dead. You need mental health. Again, self-explanatory. Handcuff me after I'm dead and you wonder why they're burning the buildings. Need I say more? Did you really tell me to freeze after you began to squeeze? It's like, man, there are people that are being gunned down and they'll lay on the floor dead and somebody will say freeze. Come on, man. How are you feeling? Is this one nation under God a real thing? Are we one nation? We're definitely not one. We're divided. So you can get killed at home, in bed, or on your own couch, eating ice cream, being choked out, saying, I can't breathe, and they don't stop. Selling CDs, a traffic ticket, you could be jogging through a city, I mean, or running through a city, whatever. Land of the free, justice for all, somehow the message got distorted. Baffled by European descendants wanting everybody deported. So when you do history or his story, when you dissect it, it's like everybody came from somewhere. Everybody, right? Except for the people that are originally here. But the people that were originally here are called Native Americans. African American, Asian American, Mexican American. But then you go into a European person and, well, a person of European descent, and then they don't have an origin. They switch it to a color. So it's that color, then American. So it doesn't correlate with the rest because everybody else has a destination except for the people that want everyone else deported. So where are you native to? Where's your homeland? So if everybody has to go back to their homeland, where are you going? These lies aren't relatable. They don't add up. The truth you subtract to create division is debatable. So what I mean is, things aren't adding up to what you were teaching. So you taking the truth out to create a division, and all of this, all these things are debatable now. Multiple people will never challenge the mindset you wrote it in. All these different things, all these laws, these teachings, these written words, these Bibles, these everything, it's all debatable because there's contradiction in everything. And we don't know in which context you wrote it in or who wrote it. Most of the time, it was to keep a slave engaged or keep a slave in bondage. It's debatable. Things you try to hide in a book, like The Chosen, wouldn't have noticed it. See, it was a saying when we were growing up that if you want to hide something from a black person, put it in the book. But once those people start to read and understand things, then that disconnect begins to happen. So like our intellect grows and we become smarter and we aren't easily fooled. Banned everybody from social media that decoded it. Once you start learning things and you start speaking on things, they start banning you from the things. Like I've had it happen to me several times. Oh, we got to fact check those things. We got to fact check. Oh, you're being racist. You're being this. You're doing that. I didn't say anything negative at all. Not even in this text that I'm reading now. I didn't say anything negative. All I'm doing is speaking on what's going on. This is current events. This is past. This is our history. It's most likely our future. For us, equality doesn't exist. It doesn't. So why are we trying to be equal? We want our own and we want what's old. Leading us wrong is over with. You can't sit here and want to be led, because we're being led into bondage. We're being led off a cliff. So you have to want your own, because that's the only thing we don't lack. We don't have our own voice. There, we have no direction. It's because we're spread so thin instead of together. There's no unity. There's only uniformity. And the difference between that is we all look the same, but we're not all together. I'm J. Cole Cohen. And this is The Dream Walker. How you express your creativity.